Because we exist-o, it is never exist-o. You turn out light, you hold out the flame. God is all for you to do. Because it exist-o, it is never ever exist-o.
You will do me a favor. You will run with me with the speed of light. Please, can I have your attention? Hallelujah. On the note of acknowledgement and observation of protocol, I bring you greetings from my family and from the church and privileged to pastor Shalom Baptist Church Ekpa Wori Axis. And I want to also acknowledge the leadership of our Savior's Chapel. And please let me make this very clear that I'm not a stranger. I'm not a stranger. I graduated from Delta State University, Abraka. So I am at home. I'm at home. And the Reverend is somebody I know very well. From afar. From afar. You'll be shocked. I'm a son from afar. Praise the name of the Lord. We'll pray one prayer, then I begin to explain certain truths to us. Please, all the elders, look for a youth. If you can't touch the youth, stretch your hands to the youth. There are certain things our parents failed to do, which have contributed to the mishap and the food. All manners of things you see this day. Please, are you ready? You want me to be free with us? I'll sincerely pour out my heart. Before my father died, I told him, sir, there are things you never taught me, but I made up my mind not to be like you. Psalm 103, verse 5. Media, you will run, oh, you will move with the speed of light. Please, every elder that is above 40, if there's a youth by your side, you will either touch the youth or you stretch your hand to that youth. One prayer we want to pray. Media one, Psalm 100. I did say Psalm 65. Psalm 105. Sorry, 103. Verse 5. 103 verse 5. Who satisfieth your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Please, every father and every mother that is here, I want us to pray for our youth. They will pray for themselves. You will pray for them. What is the prayer? Are we ready? You will say, Father, renew our youth. Father, renew our youth. Then the youth open your mouth and say, Father, renew me to be like the eagles. Renew me.
to be like the eagles. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, it's a very serious prayer to pray. Renew this youth, the youth in this church, the youth that are here. Lord, renew them to become like the eagles. To become like the eagles. Thank you, gracious Father.
Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, glorify yourself this morning. Let the devil be the monster and be a fool. And let you, Jesus, be forever glorified. He has been a bastard. A bastard he will remain. Father, be exalted today. In Jesus' name we pray. Please take your seat, sir. Can I possibly be? Please be seated. Your bed. Please, I don't have time. The things I came with are too many. I will try. Your bed was not decided by you, but your destiny is decided by you. Did you hear what I said just now? You didn't decide which family you want to come from, but you can decide what will become of your destiny. Please, I need 5 youth. Be very fast. Time is not on my side. Run. Be fast. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Be fast. Stand and face the church. I said 5 youth. Where are youth? You see why I said we should pray for their renewal. If you read Isaiah chapter 40, I don't want to do that this morning. Verse 29 to 31, I can tell you that there are 3 categories of youth. Are you hearing me? We have the fainting youth, we have the weary youth, and we have the falling youth. Go read your Bible very well. Isaiah 40, 29. We have the fainting youth, the weary youth, and the falling youth. Sir, what this youth needs is renewal. But they that wait upon the Lord, it shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. I like this position. This is a school environment. Right? Spare youth for me. Y-O-U. What is Y-O-U to youth? You are not responding. I'm not doing anything to her. What is that? What is this? In mathematics, PH speaks of position. Are there youth here? In statistics specifically, PH speaks of position. Now, I want you to understand that the word youth means you in the position of your destiny as a result of your choices and decisions. You are in charge of your destiny as a result of your what? Choices and what? Decisions. I wait for that. That time I asked it all to say that young man decided to stop reading. So he decided what will become of his destiny. So he fell into the category of the falling youth and the fainting youth and the weary youth. But that one that was standing strong is the one I want to talk about today. God bless you. Standing strong. When? Sir, among other times, we are in perilous times. If you read your Bible very well, you will agree with me. We are in perilous time. All manners of things are happening. Youth no longer sit down to study again. Please listen to me. Anything you don't do while you are a youth, you will pay for it when you are old. what I said.
Anything you don't do now that you are young, in old age, you will pay for it.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Standing strong.
Please stay with me. The word standing is a continuous stance. I want to do the definition of tense. Please follow me. Standing means remaining in force.
That word force means faith, obedience.
Follow me. Are we together now?
Force means faith, obedience, responsibility, confidence, and edification.
So what is standing, church?
Remaining in force. That is remaining in faith, remaining in obedience, remaining in responsibility, remaining in confidence, remaining in edification.
A great man by the name Winston Churchill made a profound statement, and he said, responsibility is the price of greatness.
No man becomes great in life that refuses to take up responsibility.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Standing strong. The word standing also means to last. Lasting in faith. Being unmovable.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. He said, dearly beloved. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren,
be steadfast, immovable, always abounding
in what?
In the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor
is not in vain. How many of our youth come to school and they are still steadfast?
At home, they don't wear trousers.
But the moment they come to school, the one they wear is worse than the one prostitutes wear.
Sir, how many of us, as youth, you cannot put your mouth on a Monday, on a Tuesday, and say you are a child of God?
If you can't beat them, you don't join them. You either convert them or you leave them.
You either convert them
or you what? Or you leave them.
But now
we are joining them.
We are joining them. You even see people whose parents are holding sensitive offices in church. Those are the same people that are pressing.
They want to pick what they didn't labor for. Few weeks ago, I was privileged to preach in a community, and I learned that a boy was put in the police station. What happened?
He told the mother
and told all his friends that he was going to buy a G-Wagon. Now, can I say this?
As far as you are in school, cars should not be your problem. Or this boyfriend, girlfriend should not be your problem. To make money shouldn't be your problem.
Listen to me. If you are old, let me tell you what must happen to you. If you have not gathered a lot of revelation and knowledge, when you are old, you will return back to a state called the state of Tabula Rasa. You didn't hear what I said.
If you don't labor now that you are youth, when you are old, you start behaving again as a child. You start talking anyhow because you never accumulated enough.
That is why most of our mothers that are old, while they were old, they were saying things that they're not right. Because their knowledge bank has expired. Now, let me ask all the youth here a question. Do you have knowledge that will secure you for the next 100 years of your life? It's a question. And this young boy invited the mother in Okokoko and said, Mommy, come, I have a surprise for you.
And the boy pulled on the theater in his room, was ready to the highest volume, and he was rejoicing. What was he rejoicing for? He has already told his friends, snapped the motto that he was going to buy before the end of that week.
And when the mother entered the house, he started strangling the mother. What was the price for him to pay? He was to pluck off the mother's two eyes. Then the money will drop. As God will help the mother struggled and she ran away. And they caught the boy. As I speak with you now, he's in Ororoba police station. Listen. Listen carefully. What some of us are looking for will kill us. Somebody wanted to buy me a RAV4. I said, don't buy me a car that will kill me. Let me start with Camry.
I don't know the generation of you to be here. They are not ready to work hard.
I didn't come here to look at your face. I came to challenge you.
That you can actually be better than those boys that are already digging their grave. If only you can stand strong.
Are we together? I can give you stories upon stories of many youths that have died before that time. To be strong means to be capable of producing great physical forces.
The word strong means what? Capable of producing great physical force. Be strong means capable of withstanding.
So you have to first produce before you can withstand. Are we together now?
To be strong means to be capable of withstanding. Hear me very well. Temptations will come. Have you built up yourself to a level that you can withstand this temptation
as they come your way? To be strong means to have enough power. John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave
power to become the sons of God. In Luke 24 verse 49, he said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Psalm 62 verse 11, he said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard that power
belongs to him. Having enough power. Can I say this? The energy 400 level will not sustain you at 200 level. The energy, the knowledge for singlehood will not sustain you in marriage. I'm looking at my time and I'm going to stick to it. Standing strong means standing against the wiles of the devil.
The craftiness of the devil.
It is surprising to know that we have so many crafty people in church than outside church.
Standing strong is withstanding the evil days, redeeming the times. For the days are full of evil.
Are we still here? Are we still here? Now, I came here for something very profound. I went out, I will get there now. Please, hear me. Standing strong is not an advice. Standing strong is not a suggestion. Standing strong is a command. And if you are not standing strong, you are wrong. You didn't hear that one. If you are not standing strong, you are wrong. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, verse 9, verse 8, verse 18, there was one thing Moses kept telling Joshua. Joshua had to knock it down. Only be strong. Be strong and courageous.
Sir,
the reason why Esther was able to bring deliverance
to the children of the Jews or of the Jews is because Esther was a strong lady. Mordecai was strong.
Listen to me. Lazy people will not go to heaven. There is no heaven for lazy people. Apart from lazy people, there's no heaven for idle people. Because an idle mind is no longer the devil's workshop. It's not the devil's bedroom.
Some people are just looking at me as, don't look at me, just get what I'm teaching you.
Are you with me? Now, I have 10 minutes to round up. Let me show you 7 keys to standing strong in times like this.
How many?
Listen, though. This is where I'm going to hit some of you very hard. Any youth that cannot study for 10 hours should go back to KG school. Did you?
I am serious. Any young boy, young girl that can't sit down, this thing called phone has become an idolatry that needs to be removed from church. As I'm talking to you now, many didn't come to this church with Bible.
We get screen for church now. When they say, make the humble Bible and call him.
Okay, thank God you have the Bible at all. It's being displayed here. Do you have it in you?
That's another thing. Do you have it in you? To be strong in times like this, number one, put on the whole armor of God.
How many are talk?
All. If you're not aware, salvation, sir, is one of the armor. Salvation, righteousness, prayer.
Nowadays, our children don't pray.
Youth don't pray. That is why they just entered into marriage. When you rush in, you rush out.
There are no two ways about it.
If you didn't inquire from God about, God is not committed to take care of it.
Am I making sense at all?
You didn't ask God about marriage. You entered it. God is not in that marriage. Because God wasn't aware. So you wanted to place smart on God. Put on the whole armor of God.
When last did you take your time to sit down, studied, meditated, and prayed without allowing your phone to distract you? You are Facebooking, but your face is not book. You are WhatsApping, but you don't know what's up. You are Twittering, your life has not tweeted anything. You are in Instagram and you are still local. If you think I came here to talk and to excite you, it's the wrong person that came.
If you want to stand strong, you must put on Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, verse 13 to 16. Put on the whole armor of God. Be able to stand.
Listen to me, every youth. That everybody is doing something does not make that thing right. You didn't hear me.
That everybody is doing something that is wrong does not legalize evil.
Put on the whole armor of God. If you want to stand in this stance that we are in. The next verse, give me 13, 14, 15, and 16. Now, take up the whole armor that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
And having done all,
make sure you are still standing.
Guide your ways.
Let me explain this. Father, help me.
Sir, guiding your ways, go back
to that guide your ways. Here's the person. Go to 14.
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with what?
With truth. Why will the Bible make reference to this waist with truth? Because many destinies have been truncated with this waist.
I don't know if I showed it to Pastor Solomon. A man of God carried my microphone
and said from the altar that fornication is not a sin. That's what he said. Please, if you know the man of God, tell him that his life will be like the life of Samson. There are no two ways about it. He should keep his heresies and his lies to himself and his congregation. And now listen carefully. Even the church has made pastors even liars. You force pastor to speak when God is not speaking through him. So if God is not speaking through him, he will speak his words, not the word of God. Get back home. This waste. Many people dropped out of school because they didn't guide their waste with what? With truth. Many didn't protect their breasts with righteousness. Let me tell you the truth. You can't be righteous and expose your breast as a girl. Don't tell me that, Lord, God, look at the heart. If what is in your heart is very pure, what out of the abundance of the heart, the dressing speaketh. You can't tell me you are righteous and we are seeing your breast. You are not righteous. You are a PA to that guy from the other world. You can't tell me you are right. A righteous man cannot swag. Listen to me. If you are still swagging, you are a prisoner that is walking. You are a prisoner. That's the dressing of prisoner. They don't want them to hang themselves, so they remove their belt, so their trousers will be swagging. That is the lifestyle of a prisoner. A young boy will put on an earring. What is wrong with you? Who did this to you? You know why they are putting on their earring? The earring is blocking truth from entering their ear. Look at, wait. I don't know. I told you, he's trying to picture all these guys. I worked with Pastor Nelson. I was his assistant. Gospel Student Fellowship. So, don't bother yourself too much. Now, it's an error for a girl, listen, to sit down and be looking for handkerchief to cover. What's your problem? What's your problem? What's your problem? Clothes is for covering. Why will you still wear clothes and not cover? You are mad. Listen, now my house I do. Yes, nobody feed me anything. No. I passed through this school. So we are alumni. I'm one of the alumni. I'm an SU breed. No go there. Here some anointing were released on us while we're in campus. So that I'm here this morning is not by accident. I need to talk to some of us youth. You know why? Sorry to say this. Now here, stop. I drop microphone. Youth can't lead this country now. Sir, sorry. Everybody, please, sorry to hear this from my mouth. But our youth are not yet prepared. If some of them enter office, they will sell this country and collect the change and put it in their pocket. You are blaming the man up there. Begin to blame yourself. You can't sit down to pass a course. You must block. You saw the drama. You must block. And any course you block is tantamount to blocking your destiny pattern. School environment. Are we together here? Our youth are not yet ready. Some of them don't have discipline for themselves. They can't even discipline their appetite. You now put money in their hand. See all these small boys that are pressing. Anything, anytime money enter them, they buy motor, they have accident, they die premature. Listen to you, let me talk to you. If you are privileged to have money, motor is not the first thing to buy. It's house, it's land. Because if that motor burn, it is beyond repair. Even if the house you build on the land burn, the land is still intact. Wisdom. Wisdom. You know, Mr. Alex? So I knew him in Dells when he started. Are you still doing Great Delight? See, let me tell you, there is dignity in being diligent. There is dignity in service. There is dignity in being committed. Nowadays, old men still come to church to clean chair. We are our youth. There's a problem. And those are the same youth we want to put in the place in the helm of affair. They will finish us. Only prepared youth can lead this nation. I'm sorry, we don't have prepared youth yet. Thank God for the church that sees the need to organize youth week. And if you look at it very well, whatever I'm doing now is just in 30 minutes. The bulk of this work was done from a Monday to Saturday. How many youth are available? Youth see knowledge and they are running away. Let me drop one and drop this microphone. Daniel 11:32. You want to stand strong in times like this. Know God and be knowledgeable. What did I say? Know God and be knowledgeable. In Daniel 11:32, and as such as do wickedly shall he corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do as strong. Now, if you read Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2, he said, for the soul to be without knowledge is not good. You see, knowledge run. Anytime you run away from knowledge, you are running away from God, because God is the owner and the Lord of all knowledge. Rise up on your feet, my time is up. What's happening? You are not happy with me. Okay, I promised 7, I did 2. My time is up. Did you hear anything? Did you hear anything? Do we have youth in this house? That will make up their mind to say, no matter what is happening, even if all other people are going the wrong way, I refuse to follow that path. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The hand of that way leadeth to destruction. I drop a question with you, and as I close, can the church still depend on you as a youth for the revival that is ahead? Wait, let me leave this one with you. If we leave a sister in your hand, are we going to meet her the way we left her? That's practical now. Are we going to meet her the way we left her? Righteousness shall exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach. And of the children of Issachar, they had an understanding of the times. So listen, the part I like in that scripture is this. They knew what Israel ought to do. They knew. So the people that knew, they started doing what Israel is supposed to do. And you know what the result was? Their brethren were at their commandment. In our, where the church is, a young boy of 27 years that is an associate pastor to a redeemed church woke up in the morning as he was sweeping the front of his house. He slumped. That was the end of his life. See, let me tell you, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. As a youth, I want to advise you, I want to encourage you, maximize these times. Everybody close your eyes. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard the poor and into the world to me, my Father. But I love to everybody sing, drum in the rah, drum in the rah. You are blessed, Lord. Come on.
Jesus.
The young man standing before you, thank God that my life wasn't truncated in Belsu. By grace, I'm still alive. I can tell you this, by grace. By grace. I don't know what she carried in her body. I don't know who sent her. She came to my hostel and she said, today you must sleep with me. In this Belsu. I have no option than to do. I did worse than what Joseph did. Me, I didn't flee. I blew in order to flee. Because I didn't have club to pull. But me, I blowed. Because this life has a purpose to fulfill. Everybody close your hands. You are a youth here. And you need grace to stand strong. You're already getting discouraged. You are seeing people that you are even older than. The way they are cruising, living life. You are feeling intimidated. And you are almost at the verge. At the verge of going through that way that they went through. Everybody close your eyes. If you are such a person, we want to pray that God will grant you grace to stand and to stand strong. I'll count five. Step out. One. All eyes closed. Please, don't wait for anybody. This is your own life. You are hearing the sound of my voice and you say, man of God, I understand what you are saying. I was a Christian from home. My lifestyle now, even me, I can't explain it. As I'm talking, just be coming, just be coming. Two, if I can't fight, please don't bother to come. One of the things God wants me to do this morning, the reason why he brought me here at such a time as this, it's for grace to be released upon many youth in this place. Please, can we remove this? Can we remove this? Can we remove this? Ushers, please, can you remove them? Three, everybody close your eyes. I felt it as I stepped in here. That grace is about to be released for men, for young people to be able to stand even in times like this. Four, don't waste my time. Please, run out very fast. As you are standing before this place, begin to ask God for grace. Ask him for grace. Before I count five, you run out very fast. Anything you have been doing from a Monday to today will not be meaningful if this is not done. We all need grace to stand and to keep standing strong in times like this. I want to count number five. Somebody is still there. I don't know what you are waiting for. I don't know what you are waiting for. I don't know what you are waiting for. Enough of the deceit. They have deceived you enough. This is the day of salvation for you. Don't wait for me to come five. Be fast. I'm waiting for you. There is a particular person. I can see you clearly. I'm waiting for you. The Lord is speaking to you. Don't be hardy. Don't harden your heart. Come. This meeting was arranged because of you. This youth week is actually because of you. And I know for sure that you won't leave this place without being visited by his grace. And every other person that is, please, I want to count five. Let that person come. If you are still there, please, those of you that are already here, ask God for grace. Thank you for coming. God bless you. You are not doing it to encourage me. You are not encouraging me. Your destiny is too cursed to be toyed with. Your destiny is too cursed. As you are standing before this altar, please, everybody pray for them. These are our sons and daughters. They need God's mercy and grace. They need God's mercy and grace. This one will not be stolen from us again anymore. These ones, they will chat the cause of the gospel. These ones will spread the fragrance of the gospel. Can we pray for their parents, fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters? Please, as we are praying for you, you pray for yourself. You need grace. I didn't come here to condemn anybody. Bible says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Grace. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. All of you standing here, please lift up your hands. Everybody, please stretch your hands to them. I think this is the This is the most successful youth week by this act. Lift your hands, all eyes closed. Everybody stretch your hands. So I want to join my faith with your faith. That the same grace speaking for us, we speak for this one. Something just dropped on somebody at this altar. Something just dropped. Close your eyes. As I'm praying now, I see the excellent spirit of God coming upon somebody. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Stretch your hands, everybody. Jesus. 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 Release your grace upon these ones. That's right. That's right. That's right. Fresh grace. Great grace. Lord, you have been helping us. And we can testify that your grace has kept us this far. This morning, the 26th day of the month of September, we all agree here in our Savior's chapel to release grace upon your sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. The grace to stand, grace to keep standing, and to keep standing strong even in times like this, will release that grace upon them. These ones won't fail anymore. They will not fall. They will not falter. They will fulfill their destiny in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Please, can we say a big congratulations to all of them? Congratulations. Grace will speak for you and you will keep standing. And to everyone, you will not fall. I said you will not fall. You will not fail. You will not falter. The God of all grace will keep empowering you. He will sustain you. He will perfect all that concerns you. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. And he will settle you. If you believe that God has heard our prayers, let me hear three amen like 10 more.
Let's celebrate God. Put your hands together to the glory of God. Pastor, let me assure you, early next year we shall be having a youth revival and we'll bring you back here again. So you can spend some quality days with us. The Lord will continue to increase you. You are a blessing. God bless you. Come and celebrate and put your hands together for you. All right. Right away.